Lots of new jobs are being created with new stores and restaurants opening in Hawaii. But the challenge is filling and keeping workers in these positions. That's the subject of the reality check with Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Stuart Yurton's on the line with us this Monday morning. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
You know, I do see lots of signs in stores, help wanted.
Well, yes. It seems like the numbers show that pretty much everyone who wants a job has one here. And with unemployment at just over 2%, the unemployment rate, it's a very strong employment market right now.
It's crazy. I know we've had those large stores in the Kaka'ako area open, Whole Foods and Down to Earth.
Right. Well, I mean, Whole Foods opened last week, and it was a big announcement about opening 300 new jobs. But if you looked at the website for this company, they were still hiring people and still needed over a dozen people after they opened. So even these big companies that are known for being pretty good employers are having trouble filling all their jobs.
So I imagine that really, if you don't like your job and you see an opening somewhere else, you might have some leverage either for more salary or something.
Well, that's the idea. When you talk to the economists, and again, we spoke to the University of Hawaii's Economic Research Organization came out with a report last week. You know, the idea is that with a limited population and not a lot of growth in the labor force, that yes, the workers in some industries have leverage. The big industries that are hiring are the hospitality industry and healthcare. So those seem to be the places that where employers are really competing the most for workers.
What about the salaries? Because, I mean, we did see the minimum wage jump up.
Yeah, the salaries are expected to go up more in these industries. It's starting to go up. I think the median that UHERO reported was about $20 an hour for the hospitality industry. Again, they expect it to go up some as this continued strong economy goes on. Again, the problem is it costs a lot to live here. Housing is especially costly, as everyone knows. So question is it going to be enough to attract workers from the mainland who seem to be needed to really help the economy grow?
And you did talk to a gentleman who relocated and he took a salary cut, but the plus was, you know, he likes being out in the outdoors.
Yeah, and that's always going to be the case. There always will be people who move here. But again, the person I spoke to, you know, had a degree from Yale and a law degree from Harvard and could pretty much be anywhere and is doing pretty well, even though he took a big pay cut from a corporate law job in Washington, D.C. to move here.
Yeah, a very interesting snapshot that you've been able to find out there in the marketplace. Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thanks, Catherine.
All right. That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. And to read the full story, you can visit civilbeat.org.